It's showtime.
Hello and welcome to the KN Cast.
Hi.
That's it. That's all we're doing for the intro today. All
right, well, have a great quarantine.
No. My name is Tom Powell. Each week I ask my friend Jake Scheidel if he did indeed watch a certain reality show last night. Also, this is the only Kid Nation podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, how are you doing?
Great. It's
I'm just kidding. We're doing like free range jazz with this. You
oh
know?
Yeah, that's what's fun.
It's
about
the
it.
It's about the intros. I'm not saying,
and that's all of them.
Yeah.
No, it's not about the order you say it in. As long as everything gets
yeah,
out,
yeah, you switch up like, the tempo. You know,
and it's funny to us, like jazz.
Yeah, that's what a true artist does. They play around in the space that's provided.
Yes, thank you. Finally, somebody gets it. How long have we been doing this show? Finally,
well,
somebody
that's
gets what
I'm
we're
saying
doing.
Me because I'm a true artist. Yeah. It doesn't apply to you.
No, I'm a true artist. I've seen no. the artist. I saw that black and white picture from
no, Jake. You're more like a 4/4 time. You know, you just gotta
please
simplify
don't
things
tell
a little
me about
bit.
My art.
You know, just simplify
I'm
the offense.
Very
and that's
good
why
at
you.
Art.
That's why you need to do it the same every time. And if you don't do it the same every time, then you get made fun of.
I get made fun of either way. So actually, I don't care about your opinion
yeah.
of my art,
okay.
which makes it good art.
Oh, sure. All right.
And this podcast is art. So I might as well call it Pod Art. Yeah, so I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. It's cold
yeah,
now. It's
good.
Raining.
Yeah.
There's holes in the bottom of my shoes. So my socks got all wet this morning. So
now I know
good.
Why they call it. Now I know why they call it fall, because that's what the temperature does during the season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also sometimes rain.
Mm-hmm. Why don't they call it rain? September rain. Isn't that a song?
It's because
November rain. What's that song?
It's because the word rain was copyrighted by Mortal Kombat, so they could name a ninja after it. So you
mm-hmm.
can't just call anything rain.
Yeah.
You can put it after things, but you can't just call something.
Did you
rain.
Know that precipitation is technically only rain if it comes from the rain part of Mortal Kombat?
Like, oh, god damn it! All right, Jake, did you watch Kid Nation?
Friday night and everyone's moving. I can feel the heat, but it's soothing, heading down.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good joke. Why do you hate all my good jokes? This week's episode was called Bonanza is Disgusting. I think a fine episode title. I'm not going to call it bad, but...
I agree.
It was, like, descriptive, for sure.
You know why? Because there's a bunch of children in it.
Yeah, fucking kids. Fuck them kids. Why isn't Michael Jordan on this show?
Oh, man. Michael Jordan just competing on that show would be great, because he would give those kids no quarter.
It'd
be
great.
He'd be dominating every challenge. He'd be yelling at people for crying. It'd be great.
Legit, why hasn't Michael Jordan done Survivor yet? He'd probably be so good at it.
Michael Jordan would get voted off the first week of Survivor. But, no. of course, he would try to win every challenge. His strategy would just be to never lose a challenge. And maybe he would succeed at it.
Honestly, yeah. If anybody's going to win every immunity challenge, like, tribe and individual, it's going to be Michael Jordan. And then people would be like, wait, aren't you Michael Jordan? And be like, no. I did play
yeah,
for
the
Bulls, but my name's actually Michael Jackson.
The funniest possible thing would be Michael Jordan attempting to pretend to be a normal, like, he's like, no, I just kind of look like him.
I was in those underwear commercials. People thought I was Michael Jordan. We just happened to have the same name. Different guy, though.
Do you think there would be a scene like in Space Jam where Michael Jordan, you know, maybe doesn't do the things that you'd expect Michael Jordan to do, and someone's like, you're not Michael Jordan, you're just some guy who looks like him.
Yeah,
absolutely. Be gone, wannabe.
Yeah, he'd be like, I'm not Michael Jordan, I'm a contractor in Michigan, North Carolina. Where does Michael Jordan live anymore?
My name is Jordan Michael.
Yes, this first episode first aired October 24th, 2007. How old would you have been on October 24th, 2007? That's 13 years ago, buddy.
Jake, I would have been 16 years old.
Makes you 29 now. Old as fuck. I would have been 16 and a half, which means I'm now, based on math, 29 and a half.
29 and a half.
Ooh, almost
even
30.
Even older.
Almost 30. I did have the thought this morning, am I 31? I don't know why. I don't know why
yeah,
I thought that.
Yeah, your brain does that to you when you're getting in this range. Sometimes you're like, I'm 35 years old.
Might as well.
No, I'm not.
Might as well be at this point. Last week's episode had 7.41 million viewers. How many viewers do you think Kid Nation received this week?
I'm going to say they go back down to 7.1 million.
You are wrong, my friend. It went up to 8 million.
What? Okay, this must be the point where word of mouth got out about this, where they're like, people that maybe hadn't heard of the show, it's like, hey, did you know that there's a show airing where they abandoned a bunch of kids in a town?
Like, that sounds like, fucking that. Awful. What is that? I want to watch it.
Yeah. Are the kids going to die? I got to see it.
Oh, man. What if one of the kids dies? People don't talk about that. One kid did almost die. That was crazy. We start off in town. The new town council rings the bell to wake everyone up. And then Taylor makes fun of Zach for having a unibrow. That was weird. I don't like Taylor.
He doesn't
have really a unibrow.
Have one. No, Taylor's just lashing out because Taylor doesn't ever want to do work or be told what to do.
I hate to hate children, you know, because they're children and they don't know any better. But God, I cannot stand Taylor.
She sucks. I mean, like, everybody there hated her from everything I've heard about it. Because she's a brat.
Yeah. There's trash building up in the town, so they make a plan to bury the trash, and they get a group of kids together, including Taylor, and when Taylor complains, Laurel tells her to deal with it. That was great. That was a great line from Laurel.
Very satisfying.
Taylor and Layla run off, so Laurel tells them that they'll be punished, and then they go out and dig a hole outside of town to bury the garbage, I guess. Is this a thing people did? I don't know. I guess dumps exist. That's basically the same thing.
Setting it on fire kind of made sense to me, but yeah, just burying it. I mean, I guess you kind of get rid of it that way, but...
I guess you don't get, like, animals coming in your home then.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Unless the animals dig it up.
Look, I'm not a kid. I'm not a part of this nation. Layla finally decides to return to help and leaves Taylor by herself. Face turn for Layla. I liked that. Layla's good.
Yeah. No, it was nice that she... Layla, I don't know if she's good now, but she at least has more... She can be reached in a way that Taylor cannot.
Yeah. DK and Galen have a nice chat. Taylor is tasked with filling the water tank as punishment, and then she calls the new town council dictators.
Taylor's a classic. Like, she's got to be a libertarian. This is very...
I have, like, made a point to not look into these children, like, in today's modern world. What are the words I'm using? I don't want today's version of these people to tarnish my viewing of Kid Nation.
Yeah, no, I understand. You want to view them as they were before you view them as they are now.
The YouTube algorithms keeps telling... trying to get me to watch
they keep doing it to me too. I've tried to avoid them as well. After the initial research I did, I was like, okay, I'm gonna come back to these, but I want to at least watch the show first.
I keep getting the one that's an interview with Greg, and I'll just like hover over it to see what he looks like now, and it's like, oh yeah, I guess he looks like just a normal person now. Now I don't even know if it is Greg that they want me to watch. It doesn't matter. We'll watch it in a few weeks when this show's over. Also, God, there's so many episodes of this show. Oh, my God.
There's a lot of them.
They lock Taylor inside the room, and it's really funny. And then she threatens to go home, which honestly would be fine with me. Go ahead. Fucking leave.
Yeah, no problem there.
Like, what does she think that's going to do? No, Taylor,
stay. Yeah,
like,
people are going to be... Yeah. Oh, no. How are we going to go on without Taylor here?
We've all committed to this project. You, most of all. You're so helpful. DK convinces the town to help collect the water since Taylor won't. DK, great episode for DK. Then they have their showdown. They have to find cans of beans in a pig pen. I think this is the best challenge we've ever covered on this show.
I liked it. It's yeah, so those good. Pigs were having... Those pigs were having such a great time eating all those beans.
Yeah, it looked so much fun. I liked when Greg dove into the pig pen. That was fun.
Great.
In a talking head, Andre says, I'm not feeling confident. And then I think he says, because his bones are still growing? Did he say
yeah,
his
he's
bones
like not
are still
strong.
Growing?
He's not strong because he doesn't have a lot of muscle because his bone structure is still growing in.
Is that... Is that real? I guess bones grow, don't
they? I mean, kids don't really develop. I do think that you don't really grow into your frame until you stop growing. Yeah. You know, you don't really fill out until you stop growing.
Sure. So your bones...
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess he's half right.
I guess you're not born with all your bones. Not all bones are teeth.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jake, that's... People do get taller, like...
Yeah, but maybe that's just, like, flesh and muscle. What do you think happens there? I don't know. I just... When he said that, I was like, I've literally never considered that your bones grow, but I guess they do.
Of course they do!
And then you chop them open to see how old somebody
is. How else would you get bigger?
Muscle. More muscle.
Yeah, but... You think you have... Okay, so your muscle grows, but you still have your fucking baby skeleton? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I've never thought about it. Red wins the challenge.
Not having thought about that is not... Like, it... The fact that you did think about it now should be enough where you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. It does make sense that your bones grow.
Common sense.
Babies are very small and adults are generally bigger. I get that. It's just, I don't think
Jake,
about
I
my
appreciate
bones
that
growing.
You will, that, Jake, I appreciate that you're willing to cede the point that adults are generally bigger than babies.
Yeah, generally. I'm not going to say every adult is bigger than every baby. There's some very large babies. And there's
only
some very small adults.
Only a Sith speaks in absolutes.
Thank you. Red wins and becomes the upper class. Green becomes the merchants. Yellow becomes the cooks. Blue becomes the laborers. Just stop putting yellow in the cook's position. You know it's bad every time.
It's not going to work out. Even with Zach running it.
Is Olivia, was that the girl who was really good at running the store? Or Sophia?
I think so.
One of them. Is she on yellow?
I think it was the younger sister.
Is she on the yellow district?
No, I think she's on blue. Maybe she's on yellow. I don't know.
Too many kids. We say it every week. Too many kids. Too many kids, remember? Since the whole town completed the challenge in time, they get to choose between fruits and veggies and dune buggies. Which would you choose here?
I would probably choose the dune buggies. Although, maybe I would choose the fruits and vegetables because I would be sick of just eating biscuits all the time.
Yeah.
Those dune buggies would be pretty fun.
Well, I think Andre made a good point. And like, we can use this as transportation. Like, we can move the water back and forth so much faster if we have dune buggies.
It is both fun and functional.
Yes. Whereas fruits and veggies, are they going to stock up on fruits and veggies every time they run out? Because... Shit's gonna go bad in like
a
week.
That's true. Yeah, like they have to use all of those within a certain. You know, you can't hold on to those for too long.
Yeah, dune buggies was the right choice. Once again, the children made the wrong choice. Call it.
I don't think it's
nation.
Necessarily a bad choice, but yeah, I think I would have gone with the dune buggies.
How do you think the show would be different if it was called Adult Nation and there were 40 adults doing the exact same thing, but the age range was still the same, like the same, it was still 7 years difference between the oldest and youngest person.
Yeah, it'd be like 24 to 31 year olds.
Yeah. Just like a bunch of people who kind of have their life figured out, but not quite yet. I think it'd be a more interesting show. Oh, that's just Survivor. Back in town, Taylor has tasked with washing dishes, but doesn't want to, so she instead makes food with Layla. Layla, disappointed in you. We thought you were good. Then you went back and aligned yourself with Taylor again. Not happy about that. Zach tells Taylor that she can forget about the gold star forever. Was that ever a possibility that she...
There was no way she was ever going to win it. Like, this is not the defining thing there. There was absolutely no way that she was ever going to win it.
No. I was tempted to look at the Wikipedia article and see if she ever does win it in a future episode, but then I was like, I don't want to spoil myself. Also, I'd probably forget if I did look it up. DK gets mad at some kids for playing because one of them gets injured. DK was great this episode. Do we know what DK stands for?
Drift King.
Okay.
I've definitely made this joke before, but I'm going to continue to make it. That's my promise to you, the listeners.
What was your worst injury as a child?
Shortly after my adult two front teeth came in, I was going down a slide, backwards, like a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, somebody, there was some horsing around going on by the slide.
These
and,
kids.
My friend Cody, pushed somebody in front of the slide as I was going down. So, because I was going down backwards, I didn't see that this was happening. And I hit them, and then I hit my teeth on the slide, and I chipped both of them.
Oh, no.
It sucks. It wasn't fun.
That sounds bad.
And, yeah, so then I had to get those. I had non-permanent caps for... I want to say I was like 9, so I think it was for like 5 years, and then I got permanent caps put on. I still have them.
Nice. I was probably about the same age. My friend Nate and I and his little sister and my little brother were making like snow forts in the driveway, but because we were cool, fun kids, we thought it would be fun to put spy holes in the snow forts so we could spy on each other's snow forts. You know, like kids do.
This is classic kid behavior.
So we had like... You remember, we had, like, that just random pole? You know how every, like, suburban garage just has a random pole in the garage?
Do I ever.
So we were using that to clean out the spy holes, and I was looking through one of them, and then Nate decided to come from the other side, clean out that same spy hole, and it hit me right over the eye, and I had to wear an eye patch for... like 2 or 3 weeks. It was fucking miserable.
I don't remember this.
Oh man,
I feel like
bad.
I would have remembered you wearing an eye patch. I definitely knew you at this point.
Yeah, it was really bad. Nate like grabbed a chunk of ice and just put it on my face and then ran inside and like called for my mom. Oh, and was like, I don't
know
what's
happening.
That was smart
of Nate. That honestly, nice quick decision making on Nate's part.
Yeah, I was fucking scared. Yeah. I also scraped my toe up pretty bad on a scooter because I was riding a scooter without shoes on. Which, that one's on
my
me.
Worst
I'm not going to blame Nate for that one.
My worst injury as a child was getting hit in the ankle by a scooter as it whipped around. You remember that,
oh,
right?
Of course.
Fucking only 90s kids remember that.
yeah. All these. Does GR have electric scooters yet?
They do. It's really... they just got them, and it's really fucking annoying.
Yeah, they're terrible. But
I hate it. I'm gonna get fucking run, not like run over, because they're not going fast enough that it would do that much. Yeah. Like, I've been hit by a person on a bike going 20 miles an hour before. That sucks. Getting hit by a person on a scooter, probably not as bad.
No.
But like, they're gonna fucking wipe out because they're idiots and they're all doing it on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those scooters are terrible.
God. Sorry, this is fresh for me. They put them in like 2 months ago, and people are being very annoying.
Yeah. And there's no even risk of those things swinging around and destroying your
Achilles tendon. No, you're not. You can't do cool tricks
with
them.
So what is the point of them, then? That's my question.
I couldn't agree more.
Thank you.
Jake, have you ever broken a bone?
Yeah, I broke my wrist in elementary school because my mom... was picking me up from a birthday party, and in the minivan, I was closing the door from my side of the door, and then she decided to also close the door from her side on the outside, and it happened in such a way and with such force that my wrist just snapped, and it was very bad, and I was like, I'm in a lot of pain, and I feel like I'm going to throw up, and I don't know what's happening. I was just, like, sitting in the back of the minivan, like, I really don't feel well. And my mom was just like, you'll be fine. And it was, like, four or five days later, and I was like, no, there's definitely something still wrong. Like, I remember sitting in church, like, still being in pain several days later.
How would you take it? That's unbelievably irresponsible behavior by your mom. You should have gone to the doctor immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. You would think. My family is one who doesn't believe pain is real.
Jake, your mom is canceled. She's
Thank you.
Banned from the podcast.
Well, you heard it here first. Yeah. We can never do this segment again with my mom.
Yeah, Jake, unless I guess teeth are bones, so if you don't count the teeth that I chipped, I had managed to make it 28 years into my life before I broke a bone when I had a very minor fracture of one of my toes.
Mm. So
I bumped it again. I stubbed it on an elliptical bike. And yeah, it wasn't, I mean, it bruised up and hurt for a little bit and then it was fine.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I chipped a tooth once, making out with an axe.
Yeah. I will tell you, bone damage, sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely better than muscle or tendon damage. As someone who had a very bad experience straining my quads that fucked me up for like a whole year.
Okay, but Thomas,
don't do it.
In your defense, the Royal Rumble was not supposed to end that way. It's time for wildlife shots.
Yeah, that's what happened when I ran, when I legged out that single to first base. I fell down and I had to butt scoot my way around and pretend that I hadn't hurt both my quads.
Yes, and
that's so. I feel honestly,
like, he's fine.
I almost never feel bad for Vince in any scenario, but the fact that Vince, like, because like my injury sucked. Vince tore both his fucking quadriceps tendon. That is a horrible injury to have happen to one of your legs.
Like, yeah.
And you can't walk. Like, that's the thing. Like, I didn't tear my tendons. If you tear your tendons, you can't move. Like, you're like, it's a disabling injury.
Oh,
like, you gotta wait till they heal before you can walk on them.
I get like a lot of you know when you like crack your fingers or your neck, it's all that like fluid buildup. That's what like the popping noise is.
Yes.
I get that really bad in my knees sometimes, so I'll just like shake my leg real quick to just like pop it out. And I'm always worried that I'm gonna do it too hard and just like rip a tendon in my leg.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that necessarily. Yeah, it takes a lot of force for that to happen.
I asked my doctor once, I was like, is this bad? And she was like, no, that's fine, don't worry about that. I was like, okay,
no, it just
God.
It just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe later in life you'll have some arthritis or something.
Oh, who cares? We're gonna die in like 10 years anyway.
We're all gonna die anyway.
Okay, let's talk about these wildlife shots.
Wildlife.
There was only one. It was a brown rat, also known as the common rat, street rat, sewer rat, wharf rat, Hanover rat, Norway rat, Norwegian rat, Parisian rat. Everybody stakes claim in this rat, apparently.
Known as freaking pizza rat. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. I do remember pizza rat.
That was a fun meme.
It was fun, man.
Rat with a piece of pizza, pretty great.
Okay, I know we literally...
Jake, remember Balloon Boy? It was just the 11th anniversary of Balloon
11?
Boy.
I thought it said 9. 11
I think
years.
Yeah, wow. It was 2009 was when it happened.
That's probably
I remember
why.
Our friend Janine told us about it and was very very fixated on it. But I think that it's very of a piece with us covering the show because it is also an event about fake child endangerment.
Yeah. What do you think of the Pope meme going around of him just holding different things?
There's been some funny ones, but I think I'm a little over it.
Yeah, it's like any other meme where it's very funny the first few times, and then eventually it grows tired, and people continue to do it for like 4 days after. And yeah,
I think that we have reached the sort of the logical endpoint of it.
Yeah,
which doesn't mean people will stop making it. It's just like it's run its course.
Well, people do come to Did You Watch Survivor last night for the timeline
of
memes.
Our famous meme reviews.
Speaking of the number 11, the brown rat's bodies are around 11 inches long and their tail is a little shorter than that. It's originally from China, but can now be found on every continent except Antarctica, because it's melted away. They are very good at hearing and smelling. Their hearts beat at 300 to 400 beats per minute. There's some anxious little boys and girls, I'm sure.
I would have to go to the doctor if my heart was beating that fast.
That sounds
actually,
so
I would
scary.
Be dead.
Yeah. What's a human heartbeat? Like 60 beats a minute? 30? 40, 50?
It depends on what you're doing. Your heart rate, if you're exercising, your heart rate is over, I think you want it to be in like the 140 plus range.
Whoa.
For you to be getting good cardiovascular exercise. Resting heart rate, I think, is like 60 to 90.
Okay, I'm probably fine then.
I'm gonna look this up.
Yeah.
I think I'm right.
I don't,
but it never hurts to check.
Again, it's something dealing with your body, so I never think about it, which is stupid, because
a normal resting heart rate for adults ranges from 60 to 100 beats per minute.
Look at that, perfect.
generally, a lower heart rate at rest implies more efficient heart function and better cardiovascular fitness. So, you know, if it's around like 40 or something, you're probably in good shape.
Yeah. I actually, my heart beats at 39 beats per minute.
Crazy.
Yeah. Do you want to hear something gross about rats and one of the many reasons I hate them?
Sure. I'm always happy to, you know, hear why people hate rats.
They,
or don't. Let's hear both sides.
They can reproduce year round, and females can have up to 5 litters per year. And they reach.
So you hate that they're fucking?
Yeah, I'm jealous. No, that's just too many of them. There's no wonder there's so many. Oh, great news. Speaking of rats, though, for the 6th year in a row, Chicago has the most rats of any city. So
hell yeah, number one city on earth, baby. You think New York's got rats? Not like Chicago, baby. Oh,
sure. You got pizza rat over New York, but we got quantity. Oh, quantity over quality is the rats game.
Yeah. Well, and also, the rats are bigger, so they can carry deep dish pizza.
In New York? Oh, no, in here.
Is anyone in Chicago actually committed to the idea that deep dish pizza is better than regular pizza? Like, it's a fun novelty sometimes, but there's no way people are like, it's the only pizza I eat. I'm only ever eating Chicago-style deep dish pizza.
I'll have you know, Thomas, this is going out publicly, so I will say, yes, everybody in Chicago loves deep dish pizza. And if you hear differently, somebody's lying to you, because we actually all love deep dish pizza. And so about it.
Yeah, does anyone in Chicago ever eat like a regular, like hand tossed pizza?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good pizza places.
When they eat it though, do they complain about how it's not big or soupy enough?
They're like, why is this pizza only an eighth of an inch thick? I want it to be 3 inches thick and I want it to make me sick.
Yeah, it should be getting everywhere.
Yeah.
No, I like deep dish pizza. It's just, like, very situational. Like, basically, if I'm, like, hungover, it's a good thing to eat.
Oh, man. A cold deep dish pizza when you're hungover? Nothing better. I will say that. But no, it's
like... I went to Lou Malnati's after my cousins. We were in Chicago for... and stayed up till, like, 6 a.m. drinking for... and blasting cigs for his bachelor party. Mm-hmm. So we went to Lou Malnati's in the afternoon, and let me tell you, it killed that hangover real fast.
Oh, yeah. No, the thing about deep dish pizza is almost every deep dish pizza place here is like a tourist attraction. You're not going to find deep dish pizza in like local spots.
All of them except Lou Malnati's, which is the true Chicago choice. It's not a tourist attraction. Mm. It's real Chicago heads know.
That's why there's like 3 deep dish pizza locations downtown Chicago, and then the rest of them are like in the suburbs. Actually, next time you come down to Chicago, we'll go to Pequod's. They have like a sort of deep dish, but it's more like just a thick crust pizza.
I'm into that, man. Yeah. Like a pan style pizza.
Yeah. It's so good.
A Detroit style pizza, even.
Yeah. You know what's really embarrassing? Living in Chicago for nearly 10 years, the pizza place I most frequent is Jets.
I think the Detroit style pizza from Jets is pretty good. I wouldn't want to eat it exclusively. Like, we used to get it a lot, and I got kind of sick of it. Their regular pizza is not very good.
No, it's not.
If you're going to get their pizza, you should be getting the Detroit style.
Mm-hmm. Dante's is probably my favorite pizza place here in Chicago.
What was that place that we went to that had the pizza, and they had the deal where you got, like, a shot and a beer or whatever?
I think that was Boiler Room.
Boiler Room. That was cool. They had Scary Movie 2 playing.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, that was fun. I love that place. I got a pizza there recently, and by recently I mean like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Because I walked past it and I said, I would like a pizza from Boiler Room to take home with me. Why not?
So I remember their pizza being good.
Yeah, I really like that place. I wish we could go back there, but...
This has been Jake and Tom's Windy City Wrap-Up, where we talk all things Chicago.
We got rats, we got pizza, that's why we've got so many rats, because we keep feeding them deep dish pizza, and they fucking love this stuff.
Fuck New York. Chicago's got more rats, and they've got bigger pizza.
More rats, bigger pizza. Perfect.
And they put, like, tomato slices on their hot dogs. Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Chicago-style hot dogs are good.
Chicago-style hot dogs are so good. You see, the Wiener Circle is like really sticking it to the president with their little marquee.
I don't know what that is.
It's a really famous hot dog joint in Lincoln Park, I think.
Yeah, it's no Portillo's.
Oh my god!
You gotta go to Portillo's.
They're building a Portillo's.
Get some Italian beef.
Oh my god! They're building a Portillo's like in a residential area near me, and it's like, what are you? Why?
Remember when we got coupons for free Portillo's at that Bulls game, and then didn't use them?
Yeah, and then we didn't use them because you were like, I want to go to Boiler Room. I love Boiler Room pizza, even though I've never been there. And I was like, no, Thomas, Chicago style hot dogs from Portillo's is what you want. Yeah, why didn't we take advantage of that? It was free food.
I think we forgot about it.
That sounds right. Last fact about the brown rat: they reach sexual maturity after 5 weeks, and then they make more of them constantly. I think it's gross that rats brought us to Chicago. Conversationally. Anyway, there's a town meeting. Everybody yells at Taylor, per usual. DK shuts everybody down and makes a speech about the town, I guess.
I think that DK deserved to not get the gold star for telling people to stop yelling at Taylor because she deserved it.
Then when Jonathan asks if anybody wants to leave, DK raises his hand. I'll tell you, Thomas, I was really upset by this.
I did not want him to leave. I saw it coming, but I was especially upset about it because they had already said, like, hey, we're going to give him the gold star, mm-hmm. and he wouldn't have gotten it if he'd left. So I really appreciated that Guylan took him aside mm-hmm. and was like, Guylan should have just been like, hey, we're going to give you the gold star. Maybe he did say that, and the editors kept it out.
But Guylan's a good leader. I think that was proven this week. Like, I don't think Mike would have gotten DK to stay. But Guylan did.
No, Mike would not. Mike could not have gotten DK to stay.
Mike would have been like, "So if you stay, we're just thinking maybe DK deserves the gold." So whereas Guylan was just like, "Hey man, like I really like you. I think you're a good part of the team, and you do a lot for this town, and I really appreciate you, and I really look up to you, and I would like you to stay. So please stay." And he was like, "Yeah, all right." I really like Guylan. I hope he's doing
Sounds
well.
Good.
So yeah, they go back and DK says he's going to stay, and then they give him the gold star. I liked when they called his parents and his mom was like, yeah, I don't really know what this means, but good for him.
Yeah. Oh, the call with his parents was nice.
Yeah.
His parents seemed very sweet.
Yeah. So that's this episode of Kid Nation. Next week we're talking about episode 7. Can that be right? Are we only 7 episodes into Kid Nation?
That's what I kept thinking. When I was looking for the episode, I was like, well, surely we're, like, on, like, episode 9.
Right.
Nope.
Next episode is called The Root of All Evil. What do you think is that going to be?
I think Taylor is probably the root of all evil. But also, it's probably about money.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. How many episodes are there in this season?
Oh, fuck, too many. This season, like, there's more than one season.
Yeah, as opposed to season 2 of Kid Nation.
I want to say there's probably, like, 15? 13.
That's a lot.
List of episodes, 13.
Okay. So we're about
halfway.
We're just going over the halfway mark.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't wait till this is over.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it, too. But, you know, we're going to finish it.
I'm glad we're doing this, but this is more a Survivor podcast. In fact, it's the only Survivor podcast, so if you want more Survivor content, you can read a fanfiction I wrote throughout the pandemic. It's called Survivor Wild West. It's at survivorwildwest.tumblr.com. I did post the most recent episode on the Survivor Reddit, and guess what? It did get removed by the mods.
Yes!
They didn't remove any
Your
of the previous ones.
Your war with the Reddit
but...
mods. Your war with the Reddit mods is one of my favorite ongoing... storylines that we have on this podcast.
I don't get it. I was scrolling through the Survivor Reddit the other day.
Maybe you should have put more effort into it, Jake.
Oh, man. I looked at what I got removed for this time, and I was like, if they call this a fucking low-effort post, I'm going to send them my Google Doc. There's so many fucking pages.
They actually removed it because you were trying too hard this time.
They hate tryhards on Survivor. Just kidding. They love tryhards on Survivor. I saw a Survivor Reddit post recently that said, here's a challenge for you. You make a post on Survivor Reddit, and if it's not removed within 5 days, you win. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's not just me then. It's just the mods hate everyone who tries to engage with their website. Anyway, Thomas, what's your Twitter?
You can follow me at TomNotTom.
You can follow me at Jake Scheidel. You can follow the show at DYWSLN. That stands for Did You Watch Survivor Last Night, which is the name of this show. The KN cast is just the miniseries we're on right now. But in a month and a half, we're starting something new. What it is, we haven't talked about yet, but
yeah.
Once we figure
who's
it
to
out.
Say, certainly not us.
It's going to be good, whatever it is. You can review us on Apple Podcasts or subscribe on Spotify. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, don't get that wrong, or any website, wherever you get your podcasts, as they say. Instagram, The Only Survivor Podcast. And that's the end. Have a great quarantine.
Yeah, it's over. No more of it. Deuces. Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just did what I always do. Every day the same routine before I skate off to school. But who knew that this day wasn't like the rest? Instead of taking the test, I took two to the chest. Call me blind, but I didn't see it coming. Everybody was running, but I couldn't hear nothing except gun blasts. It happened so fast. I didn't really know this kid, though I survived him in class. Maybe this kid was reaching out for love. Or maybe for a moment he forgot who he was. Or maybe this kid just wanted to be hugged. Whatever it was, I know it's because we are, we are. The youth of kid. Nation. We are, we are. Youth of kid. Nation. We are, we are. The youth of kid. Kid, get this shit out of here.
Fuck this shit.
Talk about Chicago for 2 hours.
Look, there's a lot of good stuff in Chicago. Deep dish pizza. I can list off so many deep dish pizzas. What you do want to hear?
You got the Malnati's. You got, what's the other? Giordano's. Mm-hmm. You got Lou Malnati's.
Yeah. You got, okay, well, here's the thing. You got cheese. You got sausage. You got the pepperoni. And you have to say it like
hey,
that.
Hey, pepperoni, you got the mozzarella.
The pepperoni, the mozzarella.
You want to put... Do they let you put gabagool on the pizza?
You're required to put gabagool on the pizza. That's actually what gives it its girth.
I think I actually have had pizza with gabagool on before. It was a frozen pizza. It was like one of those like Italian, like super Italian style ones. It had like salami and capicola.
To be honest, I am probably going to go get a frozen pizza later today when I go grocery shopping.
Frozen pizza, nothing to be ashamed of.
It's good.
I've got a Newman's Own frozen pizza with uncured pepperoni on it.
Ooh, nice.
Which is, maybe I'll eat it today in honor of having watched Cool Hand Luke.
Oh.
The man himself last night.
Newman's Own. That's good.
Yeah.
That's the same, right?
Newman's Own. Paul Newman.
From the Newman family. Newman from Seinfeld, remember?
Hey, how about this Paul Zugirl? And it's just the show New Girl with Paul Newman. Plus Jess.
Yeah, no, it's very good. There's gotta be more to life than this. There's gotta be more to everything I thought exists.
We are, we are. Kid. 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 Kid.
Hooray, we did it.